Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz with Emporia State University President Allison Garrett. President Garrett, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck.
How are things going for you today?
Oh, going well. Thank you.
Well, thanks as always for taking some time to join us on the Buzz. So how are things on campus now that, spring semester's over with and summertime is here?
Summertime is here, and it's just always such a great time to get a lot of things done over the summer. But, we just started our new summer theater production last night, No Way to Treat a Lady. It's at 7:30 through the 26th. So your listeners have an opportunity to go watch a terrific musical. It's exciting. It's fun. And great, great musical for older kids and adults. And so, wonderful opportunity for your listeners.
Indeed. And the way it sounds in talking with Dr. Rydberg here recently, a change in format here for summer theater, but the way it sounds is it's thoroughly well received and off to a phenomenal start. Let's talk a little bit about our guests here today, Dr. Teddy Roop, who is talking about a new dyslexia certificate program in the Teachers College. Teddy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Outstanding. Well, you got a new, as mentioned, dyslexia certificate program, which is launching here in the fall. And let's talk about this in a lot more detail here. What level are we talking about, and really what type of niche does this fill?
The new program offers a certificate and also a concentration under the Instructional Specialist Master's Program degree. The certificate is 15 credit hours. And the master's program is 30 credit hours. It will launch in the fall of 2021. So this fall, we'll start with our first class called Meeting the Challenges of Dyslexia.
And we're visiting with Dr. Teddy Roop, who's Assistant Professor, Elementary Education, Early Childhood, and Special Education at Emporia State University. So how much work went into getting this lined up, approved, and now ready for launch, Dr. Roop?
This was really teamwork. I work with my colleagues, Dr. Dobler, Dr. Mann, Dr. O'Neill Hickson, and we basically started this program, working on this program probably about a year ago. It was based on the work of the Dyslexia Task Force in Kansas, and also which also included work from state legislators and the Kansas Board of Education. So We looked at the International Dyslexia Association knowledge and practice standards for teachers, and we designed courses that are included in the certificate and the concentration programs.
Dr. Roop, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think dyslexia, when people think about it, they think of letters getting flipped, the order is wrong, or they're twisted around. But is dyslexia simply limited to that, or based off of research here over the last several years, is there a broader term now and a broader understanding of really how dyslexia works?
Yeah, there are a lot of myths around dyslexia, and that's probably the one that's the most popular one, is reversing of letters. However, that is not correct. Dyslexia is a specific learning disability that is neurological in origin, and the difficulties are often accuracy in reading words, fluency with word recognition, also poor spelling and decoding abilities, which typically results from a deficit in the phonological component of language. So it is really not about seeing the letters backwards. However, it is about the sound that's connected to the letters.
And as far as the diagnosis of dyslexia when we have kids in school, is this something that could help with that, Dr. Roop?
As far as the diagnosis, the research that I have read, it is difficult to diagnose. However, there are early signs, and there are certain standardized and non-standardized assessments that can be done to show if someone has dyslexia.
So how prevalent is it, Dr. Roop? We hear more about it, it seems like, but how prevalent is it out there in younger America?
The research states that around 5 to 10% of the population has dyslexia.
Wow. The way it sounds here is this program is in part designed to help teachers essentially spot potential signs of dyslexia, but it also coincides with the ways to help assess the severity of the dyslexia and then start the instruction process. How is dyslexia instruction different from students that don't have dyslexia?
So since the areas of difficulty are with the phonological processing, instruction needs to be focusing on phonological phonemic awareness and phonics. And that instruction needs to be very explicit, direct instruction, something that is recommended is structured literacy, which includes those components of phonological and phonemic awareness, and it also multisensory, and it needs to be, like I said, explicit and systematic.
Again, Dr. Teddy Roop, the Assistant Professor, Elementary Education, Early Childhood, and Special Education, joining us here on the ESU Buzz this morning as we talk about the new Dyslexia Certificate Program at the Teachers College. The way it sounds is this is, for the most part, this is online-driven, if not online-only here, except for a few components.
That is correct. It is. The courses are online, except for the practicum, because the program doesn't involve a practicum.
So what exactly will the courses focus on, Dr. Roop?
The courses, as I mentioned, they're based on the International Dyslexia Association Knowledge and Practice Standards. So following those, we focus on the science of reading. We look at structured literacy, what that would look like as far as the lesson plan, what that would look like as instruction. We look at the simple view of reading based on Goff and Tunmer's research. Also the simple view of writing, and we look at Scarborough's reading rope, how that plays into the instruction and the curriculum in the classroom.
Dr. Roop, you've mentioned a couple of times here the science of reading, and that may be a term that a lot of us haven't heard yet. What exactly do you mean by the science of reading?
So the science of reading really it looks at how the brain learns to read, because while it's natural for us to learn to talk, it is not natural for the brain to read. So we look at evidence-based instruction as far as classroom instruction or intervention.
And you've also mentioned, too, the work of the Task Force on Dyslexia. Is this program here, this certificate program, perhaps going to funnel information into that task force's work? And so there's a circular relationship between the legislature, the Kansas Board of Education, Emporia State University, and outgoing teachers?
We're following the recommendations based on the Task Force on Dyslexia, we are just really excited to get this program going reach out to teachers in the state and have them be more knowledgeable about working with students with dyslexia.
Well, obviously, Emporia State, as a teachers' college, saw the need for this dyslexia certificate program that will launch in the fall. This is going to be something new. How's the interest been so far, Dr. Roop? You're ready to go here in a couple of months.
Correct. We've had a lot of interest, a lot of inquiries about it. I think teachers are also excited and eager to learn, to become more knowledgeable about working with students with dyslexia, with evidence-based instruction. And I've had inquiries from teachers from kindergarten all the way through high school.
So not only will you be touching new students coming in, but also current teachers that certainly see the interest and the need to help. And President Garrett, just another great educational opportunity provided by Emporia State.
Oh, yes. I mean, we've got such a great teachers college and do a great job of educating educators. And, this will be wonderful not only for our current students, but also for educators who want to level up in teaching the science of reading.
All right. Can't wait to hear more about this as the program launches this fall at Emporia State University. Dr. Roop, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank
Best
you.
Of luck.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, Dr. Teddy Roop, Assistant Professor, Elementary Education, Early Childhood, and Special Education. President Allison Garrett, always a pleasure.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to visit with you all.